This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello. Hello. Hi. This is Vic Berger talking. And if you're hearing me right now, there's a major problem. It's a big, big problem. Because that means you are not part of the Office Hours Live Patreon community membership patron page. And that's a problem for you. Because you're missing out on so much exclusive content. The latest addition to the Office Hours Patreon membership is a deep dive into the life and career of Mr. Billy Joel, otherwise known as William Martin Joel. I bet you didn't know that. We go deep into the Joel hole. We go way down. We find out what makes him tick. What makes people hate him so much? What makes so many people love him so much? And we just find out, why is he not getting the respect that he may deserve? With that, I will hopefully see you on the Patreon membership page very soon. Goodbye!
What am I, Ellen DeGeneres? I'm dancing. I'm the new Ellen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an evening edition of Office Hours Live. It is 5:30 p.m. on the Pacific time zone. It is hot as hell. There's no evening cool breeze coming through. It's hot as hell. It's July 15th, 2021. I'm joined in studio. Forget the guys behind me. Doug Lusenhoff, DJ Doug Pound is here.
I need to
respect that. Vic Berger.
I'm here.
Vic Berger the fourth. You know that?
Yes.
Hello.
The fourth.
VB4.
I just spent 10 days with V3. So.
All right.
Happy to be back.
You're not the guest I'm interviewing. It's like Johnny would say, so what'd you do? Where have you been? You have a nice summer? No, he wouldn't. All right, I'm off my game.
Oh.
I got to reset. Give me a little lollipop, Doug. Give me a little lollipop.
Lollipop. Boom, boom, boom.
Very good. I am, the big news is we are in studio. I'm in studio with, well, he's in studio. I'm in the studio as always, but in studio with me, and we're going to be talking to him a lot later in the show, is Tom Sharpley.
Oh, so, thank you. A lot later.
Got a few segments
before.
Yeah, we always do the city of the day and a fake commercial, and then we want to talk to the Zoomers and... We got a bunch of people calling in. We have Colin Hanks calling in today.
Awesome.
Colin Hanks is going to go. And then we're going to get to Tom, who's got a new book out called It Never Ends. National bestseller. And we're going to talk about that later in the show.
Thank you.
So no questions for Tom if you do call in until the 6:30 hour. We just want to keep a structure going.
keep a structure today. Keep it rigid, sketch. And Paul Schaefer's going to be joining us too. Why? Paul Schaefer from the Tonight, from the Late Show with David Letterman.
I got jeans.
What do you think Paul Schaefer's up to these days? Is he beating the heat in New York?
I think he's probably like, is it hot enough for you out there?
Do you think Paul Schaefer's like, I think my idea would be that he's in like Sun Valley, Utah or something. Mm-hmm, he's just got a whole other thing going on for the summer.
Yeah. Do you think that's where he'd get it? I picture he would get a shore house in like Virginia.
Yeah. Like his neighbors are like working for the State Department.
Yes.
He's looking at Mount Misery. Do you know about Mount Misery?
No.
This is awful. This is a true awful story that I just learned when the disgraced former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, passed a couple weeks ago. He had purchased a summer home. I think maybe he just lived there because he's retired.
Yeah.
Four Seasons home. That's a historical site called Mount Misery. And it's called that because, I'm not kidding, the former slave who became, I'm blanking on his name. This was the
Gladiator?
No. He was like friends with Lincoln and everything. Like he was, what's his name? Guys, help me out.
Frederick Douglass?
Frederick Douglass. Okay. In Frederick Douglass's memoir, he described this place where he was sent to be broken. And it was a guy that lived in this house in Virginia who would like beat and torture, misbehaving slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so well known that the house was known as Mount Misery.
Sure.
And that's where Rumsfeld, of all people, ends up.
Do you think he,
scum, disgrace.
Do you think as like a fourth grader, he learned that in school and wrote it down as like
a life goal?
bucket list,
Doug. Thank you. Tom, you want to play a quick name that drop? I'm curious if you'll get this. This
sure.
is hard as hell.
Okay.
But we just got it today. This is a new, very new segment I developed. And
okay.
developed with my team.
Sure.
I have a whole other team that works that it's not Doug or Vic or Matt. It's a whole other. Okay.
You got different writers that come in?
Yeah. We develop segments and rooms.
Breakout room.
Segment producers.
Yes.
Here it is. And maybe we'll just leave it open for the show and see if you don't get it.
Sure.
Ready, Doug?
Okay.
There it is.
We'll be 3, 2.
Okay.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea what
you
that
haven't.
Is.
Okay, good. You haven't manipulated that.
Okay.
No, I have not.
That's it. I mean, you're going to enjoy it when it's. But we'll let the audience see if they can figure it out. Matt,
I mean,
keep
I could do
chat.
Other drops that are hints if you want.
Mm.
Yeah. No, who's going to guess?
Oh, yeah. I just think you'll enjoy it when you find out. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have a guess.
Yeah, think about it.
Sure.
Can you impersonate it?
Okay. Oh, it's not that guy on South Park, is it?
No, it's not.
That teacher.
It's not that.
He's always saying, okay. Okay.
That's more like a, okay.
Yeah.
This is.
That one.
This is.
Okay.
No, that's the one. That's him.
It's not.
Okay.
It's
not.
I think we have a Zoomer who might have it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Ben Ferguson, are you there? Oh.
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Ben.
Hi. Hi, Tom. Hi, Tom. Hi, Tim. Hi, Vic. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Ben.
Hi. And I think I know what that clip is from.
Okay, but were you watching my Instagram live?
I was not.
Okay, because
I think it was. It was, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't know it from that.
Okay. You ready to guess?
Yes.
Take your best guess.
That is Rick Moranis as Michael McDonald.
Rick Moranis is Michael McDonald from the SCTV sketch.
Sure.
Where he goes in and sings that one song.
When he does Ride Like the Wind.
Yes.
Yeah. Where he's running back and forth.
Yeah. Can you play the full, that part of the clip, Doug?
No, probably not.
Yeah. 1 second. Which part?
Just like the context of that clip.
Meantime.
Okay, hold on.
Bye-bye. Oh, Ben's energy is great.
Long way to go,
such a long way to go.
Make it to-
Well, I mean,
I just meant that.
You mean like the end?
That's the record.
That's just the song. He runs in and sings just that part.
Right? I mean, I guess that's just the good moment where he comes
okay,
out.
Here's
says,
the, okay, here we go. Here we go.
In a recording studio.
Thanks a lot, man. I'll probably need you next week. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny in the sketch because he's singing like this. I'm a long way to go.
Isn't it weird when singers have their regular speaking voices like so different?
I wonder if he speaks like that. I don't know.
What do you think? Should we give Ben a book? Should that be his prize?
I don't have any books to give away. Do you?
Right there.
But this is, well, this I actually have one upstairs, so yes. Ben, did you already, I mean, it's a national bestseller, so.
I have already purchased it.
You've already purchased it, see?
Yeah. Yep. My wife and I each have purchased it, and we finished it on our own.
Well, you can't share copies of the
his
book.
His and her copies?
No, no, they each bought copies.
Oh, that's how I need it.
We have two copies.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
Did
I
you?
That.
And you're you have, and the audiobook's out too.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. You did that ahead of time. Sometimes, yeah, you know, it all launched at once.
No, we really had the day and date worked out perfectly worldwide.
How did you enjoy doing the audiobook? It's horrible.
It was
right?
One of the worst experiences of my life.
Did I tell you what, and I have to apologize to the, cause he's a listener and Justin Martell, gave me this opportunity to do the audiobook for Tiny Tim's biography.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told Justin this. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Very hard.
Very hard. I don't want to do it again. I'm not a good reader. I'm not a good...
I would sit there and read it. They basically, you don't do multiple takes. People think it's just like you're going to do... It's just like I was reading straight through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you read until you flub something.
Which is how often? All the time?
A fair amount, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they would like back it up a sentence or two and play you back in. So I would like flub a thing where I'd be like, yeah, and then I realized I got to the hospital, my father was dead. And I realized my father was dead. I saw my mother crying, I realized my father was dead. And I would flub the next sentence. They'd be like, oh, let's play it back in. And so it's like, I hear in headphones, I hear me saying, and then I realized my father was dead. And I could never get the next sentence right because I keep freaking myself out by hearing me
and then they have to
say that to
and
myself.
You have to come in like right after it.
Wait,
I'll try to, let's see how far I get. And I didn't think about sure. doing this, but let's see how far I get before you'd have to stop me.
Sure.
Right? I just a random page here. William had now lost two times in a couple of hours and decided that this.
There we go.
There we go. Back to William had now lost. I'm not doing a bit. And I am like on, you know, maybe a little not in the zone. William had now lost two times in a couple of hours and decided that his only option was to chase a good time no matter what. He returned from the concession stand holding a beer the size of a bucket and immediately started chugging. And already you're like...
I would get this sing-songy quality in my voice too. And I'm just like, I hate the person reading this.
Yeah.
And it's me.
But the other thing about the Tiny Tim book was it was full of names and and like Eastern European names and just... In case anyone doesn't know what Tiny Tim sounds like.
As you were reading it, you were kind of learning he was a pervert.
And he was a pervert. He was a bad, like, he was just like a tough guy to like.
Yeah.
And
I always use depends. I always use preparation H.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let me just do a few plugs, please. And then we can get on with the show.
Always is a strong word, too. That like for him to be like, I always use preparation H. It's
just like, as opposed to what?
Exactly. Like always, often, but always.
And then I had this thing where I had read a woman's last name wrong the whole, and she was in like a big part of the book.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't, I mean, it was a name, it was, you know, just pronounced wrong. And then, so we get the note, like, actually, we got to go back and redo all this. It was really, really hard.
Wrong.
Did you say the name once and they just copy and
wrong.
Paste it?
Raven. Raven. Yeah, that always sounds good. First of all, thank you to Billy Thompson for the new show open. He did that whole animated thing. He just put it up on Instagram. Vic sent it to us. He said, this is beautiful cool. He said, let's put it on. That's how we do it. We crowdsource. What else? I'm on, you might like this, Tom. I'm on the Joker Men podcast. You familiar with the Joker Men podcast?
Is that it's based on Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're nice guys, and they know their shit mm-hmm. when it comes to Bob D, and especially late period Bob Dylan, which I like a lot.
Sure, you're a fan of
all of it.
Down in the groove.
Past, I'm a fan of Blood, Love and Theft, and sure. Modern Times, and even the new record. I mean, mm-hmm. people love the new record. But anyways, I'm on that show. These guys are nice guys. It's a fun chat if you want to go deep on Bob. We've added a live show, Tom, if you're in L.A. If you want to go out and see live comedy, a live taping, or live broadcast of Office Hours, that's at the Dynasty Typewriter on August 24th in L.A. We've added an early show.
Okay.
And I get you in there if you want, or you get up there on stage.
11 a.m.?
No. 5 p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
I do an 11 a.m. show. I mean, I do a matinee.
Think about those shows when Martin and Lewis were doing, they would do like these shows mm-hmm. all day and night. They were basically like yeah. imprisoned yeah. where they would do an hour.
What about the Beatles would do like they do those like lunch shows at the Cavern.
Isn't that right? Unbelievable? Like,
yeah. It's lunch break. Let's go down and see a rock and roll band.
Like, you can't find any performance anywhere in Los Angeles at lunch. Like, but then it's like,
go down into
the Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're playing at noon.
Yeah.
And it's in this, like, really cramped underground yeah. cellar.
At the worst venue ever.
Is there food?
Oh, no. No, there's just.
Oh, but it's lunch.
It's lunch.
So. But I guess, yeah, I'll scream my head off for those guys.
For the Beatles.
They're playing Dizzy Miss Lizzy. I saw them play Dizzy Miss Lizzy.
Yeah.
And then some originals, which I didn't really click with.
I hope they'll do Ain't She Sweet again.
Oh, my God. I saw the Beatles at lunch the other day. They did Roll Over Beethoven. I've got to get back to my secretary's desk.
I'm wondering, perhaps we should do Ain't She Sweet?
Let's do A Taste of Honey.
Yeah. All these,
hey, John, have you seen The Music Man?
Yeah, exactly. Do Till There Was You?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, John, you know, we could do Till There Was You and from The Music Man.
4 years later, they're doing Tomorrow Never Knows. Like, the weirdest trajectory ever.
Totally. I mean, nobody's better. Are you going to watch the Rick Rubin?
I'll watch it.
Of course you'll watch it. I'm getting tired of Rubin though and his questions.
Yeah, I would listen to his podcast sometimes and it's, I wonder so much, I wonder what beard. He brings to the table where he's just like, it's like, I helped Johnny Cash. And like, oh my God, how'd you help him? It's like, I just had him show up and sing some songs with acoustic guitar. And he's like, then I...
What a genius.
Then Neil Diamond, I really helped him figure his thing out again. Oh my God, what'd you do? I just kind of had him show up and just do it with the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, we have some good mics.
It's just some like...
good mics.
All you did was throw the guy's band out of the studio. And that's how you rehab their image.
Slap a bunch of wet paint over it. So two more things to say here. Three more things. The Joel Hole, which Tom would not be a fan of, episode 2 is this weekend on the Patreon, Office Hours Patreon. That's exciting. I haven't seen a cut yet.
It's coming together.
But I'm not going to watch it. Yeah. I was there for soon. It.
You lived it.
Now, who's driving the bus on the Joel Hole?
Vic.
I am.
He's a defender,
I was very against him for a while because it was like, you know, in ZZO, mm-hmm. that's all you'd hear and just like constant Joel. But I've come to respect the guy, I have to say. The struggles he's gone through and, you know, and he knew when to get out, I think. Like 93, he was like, I'm not going to top this.
You got to respect that. The getting out.
He knew. He's like, I'm never going to top River of Dreams.
Right.
Is that in the middle of
the
night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christy Brinkley painted the cover on that. Kind of cool.
Well, at least it wasn't Bob Dylan.
Right.
I don't care for his paintings that much.
No, he's I'm glad he has fun with them. Yeah. It's like one of those things where you're like, you seem to be enjoying this.
Yeah. So that's coming this weekend. A lot of people loved the first episode, Office Hours East, with John Glazer. You must love John Glazer.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
He's one of the kings. We started Office Hours East, which you would have been a contender for, but you moved out here. Yeah, so what am I supposed to do? He's running a very similar show to ours out there with some very funny people. Joe Firestone as the voice of Slice, the pizza that talks. Anyways, game night next Saturday with some special guests. We're going to play games and have fun. Let's take a Zoomer, Matt. I've got so much on the because I had the day. Usually we wake up and do the show. Because I had all day, I was kind of preparing for the show today. Kind of making notes. So I have lots to show everybody. And I really do want to talk to Tom about his book. In fact, let's do it. I want to do this. I want to go through page by page.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
So page one. Let me get to page one here.
Page one was...
What was that about?
I realized when it came to page one, we really need to kick it off right.
Yeah, you want to set the bar pretty high, right?
Like page one, if I don't get it right on page one...
Who's turning to page two?
I might as well give up right now.
Mm-hmm. How have you been enjoying the attention, talking about it?
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah.
Talk about things I never thought I would talk about with anyone ever. Yeah. And then
talking to a bunch of people you kind of don't know.
Yeah, I did an interview.
What's the worst?
There was one where somebody was just so blunt with stuff where they're so, you had some mental problems in your high school. Tell me about that.
Oh, tell me about that.
Tell me about that.
Tell me about that.
I'd be like, okay, well, I had the problems. And the problems that didn't stop and they kind of chased you through her life. Tell me about that. I can't.
Tell me about that.
I almost was like, I can't do this.
Where did you come up with the idea for becoming a radio DJ?
Yeah, came up with the idea. Oh, well, that's an interesting story.
Great. Yeah, there's question. No good. There's no way to like. I mean, have you ever watched a good interview with somebody talking about something that they've written or done? I mean, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency Design, Future Formula, a personalized anti-aging formula prescribed by a dermatology provider to treat fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, and more. Agency has clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than over-the-counter retinol. Future Formula by Agency. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling, subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
I don't think it's been done yet. No, I think this might be it tonight.
This might be it. Well, that's why I'm not, I'm not going to get into it with you, except to say that I loved it and I was moved by it, but also laughed quite a bit. And of course, and you sent me an early copy. What can I say? I didn't get any quotes on the back, but what are you going to do? who do you got here? You got John Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah.
John Oliver says the... Should I do my John Oliver?
Please, I can't wait for this.
I don't know how to do it in this quote here. This book is an unflinching, honest, deep, affecting, and just relentlessly funny. It's like as if a squirrel It's as if they'd taken a squirrel and put it up your ass. Nobody pretty, wants that.
That's pretty clever.
Nobody asked for that. Okay. Rebecca Sugar, she seems to be an author.
No, she created Steven Universe.
Oh, okay. Yes. There we go. I just saw New York Times bestselling author. So she also wrote a book.
Yes, there's been Steven Universe books.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Patton Oswalt, he's mm-hmm. always good for a quote. He yes. does these for everybody, by the way. You know,
sure. He just he says he sends you 8 over and tells you to just pick which one. Number.
There was this thing.
Plug your own name in.
Did you see the thing? Trump put out this thing about Jesse Waters put out a book. You know, mm-hmm. Jesse Waters from Fox. Yeah, he's smart. I like what he has
he's
to say
funny.
About
funny. That's the one thing I don't think.
He's irreverent.
He doesn't get credit for his just but sense of humor.
Vic, maybe you can help me look this up. Mm-hmm. Do you know about this? Trump put out like one of his statements. Yes, but it was like a plug for Jesse Waters' book. Mm-hmm. But the second half of it is pulled right from the press release from Jesse. It's amazing. You got to find it and read them both. And then Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Seriously, nothing fucking matters. Do you understand?
Just called in. I was listening to Mark's interview with Randy Newman the other day because mm-hmm. I'm a big Newman head. And it was great. I mean, he's a good. Did you do his show yet about the book?
Yeah, we did. We did some smaller segments that he put through a few episodes because I've done the show a couple times.
Yeah, so. I know you've done the show. Believe me, I know you've done. I know you've done the show.
Other legendary episodes.
But will you do? You won't do a sit down on the book with him.
I don't think so. I think we covered it in you that. Did. In that. Okay. By doing a few smaller pieces.
But and was did you avoid getting into stuff in the book with your long Maron chats?
Oh yeah. Wow. I just knew I wasn't going to. Yeah, I knew what I wasn't going to talk about.
Right. Right.
Because I always kind of figured if I was ever going to talk about some of the stuff in the book, it would have to be more in a book form, like right. so I could just say it the right way.
The right way. It was a relief reading it because you don't care about spoilers.
No.
It's your life.
Huge bouts of mental illness is what it runs through so much.
But it was kind of a relief reading it because it was a little bit of like, what am I going to know about this guy that I don't want to know?
Yeah.
Because I like you a lot.
Yeah, you didn't want
to. I've known you a long time, and I don't want to be like, that's too bad.
Like, you didn't want it to be like the thing where it's like, and then I woke up, I had blood all over my hands, and there was a body.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that you were in the Ku Klux Klan or something.
Yeah. No.
But so it was a relief that everything that came out in the book was like, you know, it was stuff I think on some level everybody can kind of relate to a different.
Sure.
You know, it's like, I either had those feelings or mm-hmm. I know people that did or, you know.
Like, I didn't do anything truly despicable.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet. There's still time.
Yeah. What do you think's next for Trump when this newsletter thing runs out? Is he going to just start doing, billboards?
The newsletter thing has run out.
Yeah, he's like stopping.
That stopped.
Yeah.
But now he can just, somebody's screen capping something and putting up. Did you find it yet, Vic?
Yeah, I have it here.
Okay, please.
A statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, July 14th, 2021. Great new book out by Jesse Waters, How I Saved the World. Interspersed are his thoughtful suggestions for overcoming left-wing radicalism, maintaining American democracy, moving beyond aging hippies like his long-suffering, loving parents, saving the world from social justice warriors and the deep state. All while smirking his way through life in only the nicest way. Get your copy today. Congratulations, Jesse.
Okay. Now, do you have the press release from the book?
It's not. No, it's not.
No, that's what that was the whole point of this.
I'll find it.
Okay. Back to Vic.
The only thing
I
didn't read was like the ISBN number from.
What do you want me to say about Jesse's new book, sir? I don't know. Copy paste from the publisher. Who cares?
Next, he'll be like. Papering people's windshields in parking lots with his press releases. Like, that'll be Trump's next thing. You just go to like the Target parking lot and Trump will be putting his newsletters under your windshield.
Well, did you see the statement from today? Sorry, we'll move on from Trump in a minute, but there's a new book out that said the Joint Chiefs of staff were going to resign. Mm-hmm. There was a plan in place at the military level that was going to prevent him, this General Mark Milley, And so all that news is coming out. So Trump gets out and starts writing his response, which is some, I think, an all-time quote from him coming up for you.
Okay.
To get that this is going to go in the history books, this quote, I swear.
Will you please like me?
So he's talking about Mark Milley, right? Mm-hmm. This general. And this is the general that walked down through the protests to the church so mm-hmm. Trump could hold up the Bible.
Yeah.
And then the guy came back out and said, like, that was a mistake. We shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. He says he got his job only because the world's most overrated general, James Mattis, could not stand him, had no respect for him, and would not recommend him. To me, the fact that Mattis didn't like him, just like Obama didn't like him and actually fired Milley, was a good thing, not a bad thing. I often act counter to people's advice who I don't respect. And then he said, that's a good little, that's a little business tip for you. That's my secret. Yeah. Wait, where is that the star thing? Do I keep going here? In any event, I lost respect for Milley. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where is that?
Hit the right arrow, maybe.
No, it's oh, it's the best. I sent it to you guys. Hold on. It's the quote is, some of the stars I produced are actually made of garbage.
Wow, that's poetic.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? The best thing he's ever said.
Can you get, it's definitely in this thing. Ugh, my eyes. Doctor, my eyes. Right?
Who knew that Jackson that's like Brown? The general, like being a general was like so up for grabs. Like it just seems like, I thought that was like such a solid position.
Yeah. No, there's just so many. Like I didn't the reason I picked them is because this guy didn't like them. That's my little, little inside tip on how I do things. Anyways, I swear that was in there. Maybe it got redacted. He's taking it out. But I mean, that's a title of a book right there, right?
All the stars are made of garbage.
Some of the stars I make are garbage. Matt, please, a Zoomer. Please.
MD, are you ready?
Mick Dagger. Gang. Mick Dagger's with us today.
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, man. Look at this handsome guy.
Thank you, fellas.
Handsome. Oh, my dear Lord. That's the best thing I've heard all day. Hey, I just want to say, first of all, Tom, I'm the biggest Double Threat fan maybe in the biz, honestly. Okay. Like, well, that is the best.
Well, Tom's doing double duty. People don't know. He does Best Show, and you do Double Threat with Julie Klausner.
Yes, exactly. So your two favorite things are Under Armour, polo shirts, and Double Threat.
Are you a golf pro? What is this?
This is my lounge attire. I had to take my golf one off earlier and then put this one back on.
What'd you shoot today?
98. Pretty good for me, honestly. All right. Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you for a second. This was another statement he made. This was another statement that was from the stars are made of garbage. And this is a shorter one, but it says, nobody has ever heard of some of these people that worked for me in D.C. Okay? Yeah. That's how he starts the statement. Nobody has ever heard of some of these people that worked for me in D.C. All of a sudden, the fake news starts calling them. Some of them, by no means all, feel emboldened, brave, and for the first time in their lives, they feel like something special, not the losers that they are. And they talk. Many say I'm the greatest star maker of all time, but some of the stars I produced are actually made of garbage. Send that.
I can't get enough of that. Isn't it funny? He's so obsessed with losers. Like, it's for somebody who's so driven by winners and losers that he knows, like,
he's surrounded
Scott
by losers.
And like these, he knows those are losers.
He knows them.
He's so caught up in who's a loser.
He's the foremost expert in the world.
Yes, and then he has to just be like,
terrific guy.
Listen to this one.
Paul McCartney, terrific, terrific guy. John Bon Jovi is a great guy. The Beatles or Elton John or so many others that I like and I respect as talent. You know, I wish I had the guitar. I wish I had that kind of talent. I knew Michael Jackson very well. I knew him better than probably almost anybody. Pavarotti. Yes,
sir, you might not want to get into that. Imagine claiming you knew Michael Jackson more than almost anybody.
Yeah.
John Lennon was a special guy.
Keep going.
Nice, Vic. I'm sorry, but Golf Pro, was there something else besides feigning praise on my guest here? Do you have anything nice to say about me?
Yeah, Tim, you know, great shirt.
I don't like better. That.
I'll take that compliment because you know what? I thought like about it. This. It's hot. I didn't want to go full summer look.
Yeah.
But then I put on like a button-up shirt and I didn't like it. I looked like I was going into work at
I don't like
T. Rowe Price.
Thank you, darling.
I wanted to
What's T. Rowe Price up to? T. Rowe Price?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, wait.
They like mentioned that on NPR or something.
Yeah.
It's like an investment.
Brought to you by mm-hmm.
Sorry, was there anything else?
I wanted to talk about shaving. I know shaving is an uncomfortable subject, you know, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
What's the pun?
Yeah, wait.
And I wanted to. So I've recently switched from a 5-blade.
Oh, there it is, Benny Bell. Thank you.
I've recently switched from a 5-blade razor to
Goodbye. I don't care. I don't care.
Great razor. And I've gotten.
Look at me. You think I care about this? I shave when I need to.
Hi, guys.
Thanks. I will say, though.
Go ahead.
There's five fellas in this room. Nobody's sporting a full beard.
This is not a big thick one.
Yeah, but it's not. You're not just embracing the fullness of the. I have a beard, and I always have a beard.
Right, like many men these days.
Yeah, 2021. This is rare.
It's true.
Well, we're all
no tattoos.
Well, you don't have anything done.
No tests, no beard. Can't even grow a beard. Can't even draw a tan on the body. My body rejects it.
We've been very lax about this, and it is. I do want to keep this show somewhat structured, so I just do want to acknowledge the city of the day.
The city of the day.
I'll get the Under Armour logo.
City of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Big city of the day. Big sponsor today. Speaking of books, it's not Tom's book. Yeah. That would be a conflict of interest. That would be ethically dubious to be sponsoring and be a guest. Then it becomes an infomercial. It's not what I'm about. I do parodies of infomercials. But this is serious. This is a new book. It's a children's book. Thank you. This is a new book called Anais Nin Can Poop. Anais Nin Can Poop. The estate of famous diarrheaist, it should be diarist. What do you call it when you write a diary and they put it out? A diarist? Diarist.
Yeah.
How would you pronounce that?
Diarist.
Diarist. Anais Nin presents a new children's book, Anais Nin Can Poop. Parents who are fans of Nin's Naughty Delta of Venus, a collection of short stories which describes graphic, sexually explicit scenarios with literary flourish and a layer of images and ideas beyond the pornographic, will be proud to add another Nin to their library. That's right. The famed icon of erotica is keeping it clean for the kids with this children's book, recently discovered in her private archives. There's no talk of lovemaking or sexual affairs, just Nin's own accounts of her bowel movements, along with adorable illustrations from German cartoonist Num Nut. Just go to Anais Nin Can Poop, Nin Can Poop, and enter code ASS to receive a 10% discount. Don't forget the umlaut. The city of the day is...
The city of the day is...
Helena Montana. What is that? Montoya. You pronounce Montoya. Should we start pronouncing Montana, the state Montoya?
I like that.
Yeah. You like that.
Liven it up a little bit. Just
make a big push in the state, like a statewide effort.
We should go to Montana and tell them how their state
is pronounced. I'm not going to start calling it Montoya. It's Montana.
We're from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And we're here to tell you what your state is called now. I think that'll go over well.
Yeah. It's Helena, Montana. Weather today is high at 92. Woo, hot. Not a good skiing weather up there. Low 59. What do you think, Ed? You think people are skiing up there?
Is it still hot out there?
Tom, did you know who Anais Nin is?
Not very well. No, I'm not very educated.
The name didn't ring a bell.
No, I mean I know the name.
Thank you.
In terms of one of those things where I know the name and I'm like,
these galoots didn't know who I was talking about.
Oh no, I knew who. I've never read the
you
work.
You should read Delta of Venus.
Numerous affairs, including Henry Miller.
Yes, it's hot stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk of sex talk.
What is hot? That was real hot.
When you mentioned the Joint Chiefs of Staff before?
Mm-hmm.
How is Boing. That not a like a weed based tour, like comedy tour? The Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Is that
you gotta get staff in there too? Like they have canes too, or something?
Massive. What's the band that Massive? Not Massive Attack. What's the give me some jam bands, Matt.
Mo.
Widespread Mo. Panic.
Widespread
String
panic.
String Cheese Incident.
Yeah. We're gonna get
high. Should take a hothead?
Yeah, let's get a caller in.
This is, all right.
And we have some mail to open that Matt said I should open up on the air. So that'll
210.
Be cool.
Ignacio, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. That's a good drop, Doug. Grab that.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Say hi again.
Hi.
Hello.
Self-aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
Hello, baby.
What do you got? What do you got? That's my new way I do with callers. What do you got?
So I have me and my wife. There's this really unremarkable scene in Ocean's 13. I don't know. Have you seen that movie?
I mean, I'm more of a Ghost Protocol guy when it comes to big movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was watching Ghost Protocol today. Put it on. It makes me relaxed to see Tom getting out of those. Did you ever watch Ghost Protocol?
Yeah, I've seen all the Mission Impossible.
They're actually great.
They get better. It's the only movie franchise that's ever gotten better as it went on.
It does get. I'm so with you on that. I mean, we are together on a lot of things.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to find out what we aren't together on. I think I know a couple, but.
Neil Young, we're not together on.
I do love Neil Young.
You prefer Graham Nash.
I don't know if I prefer Graham Nash. I mean, I was just kind of being a shit starter.
Oh, I get that.
I do love that song, Our House. And I know you don't.
Yeah, Madness.
What is this going on behind me?
Wait, what was this caller about to? Wasn't he about to say something?
Oh, yeah, we never.
Oh, this guy on the call?
The caller's just come and say
he's
hi.
He's like, I have something to talk about. And then Ocean Ghost Protocol.
I want to tell you about Ghost Protocol for a sec. First of all, by the way, they initiated Ghost Protocol. You know what that means. They don't know. They have to go off the grid.
Yep.
They are completely in the dark.
Yeah.
The CIA, whoever. They're like, nope.
Yeah.
We don't know those guys.
You go to the CIA headquarters, and they will say, I don't have any idea who you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You'd be like, no, it's me, Ethan Hunt. And they'll just be like, you're not in our Rolodex.
And then that guy who's Simon Pegg is always just like, well, I guess it's the way it's going to be then.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going as fast. I'm trying.
I'm trying. You just give me a little time. Mm-hmm. He's basically like a Scotty from Star
Trek.
Yes,
he's like, open the door.
All right, I'm working on it. Would you stop yelling at me?
And then Bing Rhames is like, will you pull it together?
But in the end of this Ghost Protocol, not to give too much away, but it culminates with them actually launching a nuclear missile from some Russian sub. And that missile, they're cutting back and forth to this missile going through the air, through space, while Tom Cruise is fighting this guy in one of these car parking things where the cars are going up and down. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to get this suitcase to turn it off, right?
Yeah.
But the thing's already, you know, headed. Yeah. And they keep cutting. I'm like, guys, you are cutting way too many times to the missile because now we can see like the Golden Gate Bridge and he's still fully fighting this guy. And like, no, why is this missile just like chugging along like ding, ding, ding? And he finally gets it open and slams it, the red button that stops it. And then it literally is like 2 seconds and the missile gets turned off and then hits the top of that Pan Am building in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then lands in the ocean. And it's just like,
You know that missile might have hit old Ant-Man out there.
Could have
right? Because Ant-Man was in that water too.
It's true. Now you are in Ant-Man or not in?
I'm
Ant-Man.
Not in either. Well, I got cut out of both. I shot scenes for both movies.
Big scenes. Were they like how many days shooting?
Not just one day each. The first one, I was selling Paul Rudd a lottery ticket at a bodega.
Right.
They cut that out.
Wasn't the second one, didn't...
Me and John Worster.
Yeah, but didn't they say, what's his name, the director?
Peyton.
Peyton.
Uncuttable.
He says the word uncuttable. Can't lose... Because there are scenes in the movie, in any movie, where you're like, you kind of need the scene where Tom Cruise hits the stop button, because if you don't, then we have a...
Yeah.
We don't have an ending. Like, no, it's one of those scenes. They cut it.
Oh, they cut it. Yeah. Me and John Worster were goons in a truck chasing them. And then they cut us out.
Have you ever seen the footage?
I've seen pictures of it. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't.
We would not have been good.
Yeah. Did you feel good about it on the day?
Terrible. I can't act.
You're also like in a Yankees commercial.
Oh, that was the weirdest.
Yeah. What's that ever. About?
I basically.
What's that about?
It was, I went to the set of a Derek Jeter commercial because I was working with that advertising agency about, you know, I was going to start directing commercials. So I went to like shadow and watch the filming. And then a couple of the people at the agency liked the best show. And they were like, and then Billy Crystal didn't show up to set. So they had like this
Billy
window.
Crystal didn't show up to a Yankees thing?
He didn't show up. He must have been held at gunpoint somewhere or tied up in a closet.
Yes.
He just like, let me out. I got to go.
And no, you don't understand. It's the Yanks.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the pimp.
So he, one of the agency people were just like, would Tom shoot a quick thing with it? And I was just like, I don't know. And so they were like, would you do it? I was like, okay, yeah. Then they took me and made me go through the works, which meant I had to wear like Yankee hat, Yankee t-shirt, Yankee jacket. And I had on sneakers that were like not Nike, but they were shooting from chest up. And I was like, well, why? They were like, no, you can't walk on the set unless it's Nike.
Yeah.
So then I was like, they gave me a pair of sneakers. I just left with them.
Oh, sure.
And I shot for like 90 seconds. I tipped the cap.
Yeah.
And they're like, great, we got it.
You get paid, and you get maybe a little residual out of that, too.
I was in an extended one that only aired for a week, for like All-Star Weekend or something. And then I still got like so much more money than I ever should have gotten for anything I've ever done in my life.
Right.
It was the fastest money I've ever made in my life.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
That's what the audience was. Wait a minute. Let me go back to, this is how good I am. It's a steel trap up here. Ocean's 13. Ocean's 13.
Yeah.
What was that about? He doesn't even remember.
Yeah.
So there's this like real small scene where George Clooney is trying to get his whales to gamble in Al Pacino's casino.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making these, and he goes, and he demands villas. And Al Pacino does this great line read where he goes, villas? Okay. And so, like,
okay.
Villas. My wife and I just, we repeat that to each time. And I was wondering if you had any similar things with your wife or your close friends, like weird lines from movies that you repeat.
No, I don't.
Me neither.
No, I try to keep my head down. You know, I try to keep out of trouble upstairs. Just try to be nice and helpful and supportive.
Hello. And I mean, I'm trying to write the next line that you'll quote.
Yeah. Our friend Jared, who you might have met a long time ago, but our friend, old friend Jared, he's like Rain Man with the quotes from Goodfellas and Godfather. He could do whole scenes.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features. Like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans. While Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services. And Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And they're just, they're so fun. I want to do an album of him just doing all the quotes.
Yeah.
The Best of Godfathers, starring Jared Alterman. Could have been somebody. Thinking of Jack Waltz, the producer that Tom Hayden goes to see and have dinner with. And he's like, he's never getting that part.
Hiya, pal.
And, you know, another thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He'd be perfect for that part. That would make him a star. And it's not going to happen. Because I had a girl. This girl was the greatest girl you'd ever seen. I gave her singing lessons and dancing lessons. And another thing, just to show you that I'm not all about the dollars and cents. This was a beautiful girl, the greatest piece of ass I ever had. And then this guinea comes along with his olive oil skin and voice and swoops her away and she throws it all away. Right? You tell that button. And he gets all mad, starts yelling at Tom Hayden.
You were serious about that?
Get that out of here. All right, let's take to a Zoomer, huh, Matt? Got to get back on track.
P&E. Talking to couples.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
I have Beatles puns.
Beatles puns.
Rocket, man. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst one of all. When he's
Jamesy.
Like,
Jamesy.
Jamesy. Rocket Man.
Yeah. I know you will. Do, do, do. Yeah.
Rocket Man.
Okay. What's your Beatles quiz? I'll give you two, and then we'll see where it goes. Okay. Two freebies.
The first one.
So the Beatles in the 60s were very into the art of casting each other's body parts in plaster. They even wrote a song about it. Remember that one?
Which one's that?
We're casting
body parts. I want to mold your hand.
I got it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the... It was a moose. I cast the moose.
Tom was saying his new impression of Woody Allen is 80-year-old Woody Allen, which is like...
Where he's just like, I know I'm trying to do the... I just want to make movies, and you go...
What do mean?
I'm doing something for Quibi now.
Woody, you're going to be at the Cannes Film Festival. You're there with Kate Blanchett. What's the new movie about?
The new movie is about my childhood and growing up in Brooklyn. I could have played baseball for the Yankees, but I decided to focus on comedy instead.
Here's the other thing. An interviewer talking to Woody would be like, you don't like to watch your old movies. Isn't that true?
I never watch my own movies. I watch...
Why is that? It's fascinating.
I watch Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. I saw a new movie the other day called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
That's a new movie, isn't it? But what about like Zelig or Manhattan or Annie Hall? Surely you must have fondness for those old films. They're terrific movies.
They're just movies. I make new ones and I have a new one. It's me. I'm stuck in a closet. It's me and Tony Roberts are stuck in a
wonderful
phone booth.
Wonderful. So inventive. Inventive. Your films are so...
Max, we got to get out of this phone booth.
Jesus-y crazy. Tony Robbins and Woody Allen stuck in a phone booth.
What if it was Tony Robbins, not Tony Roberts?
Tony Roberts, I mean. Diane Keaton said she would do it, but we can't get any money for it because of all the controversy, you know. I have to do my new film in Dubai.
Italy and France and all these places won't have me, you know, because of the controversy.
My
so
new movie I'm doing on an oil rig in international waters. On a rowboat.
I have an Amir. This Amir who's funding it. You know, it's a money laundering.
Dueling Woody Allen's from like prime and present day. It would be the greatest.
Like young Woody meets old Woody.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, tell me, you know, how's it going? You know, you just, has your career been terrific?
I'm trying to go to the Second Avenue Deli, but they went out of business Jesus. 9 years ago.
I talked to my old self when he's an old guy. It's like, you know, I should jump off a bridge.
Oh, my God.
I can't find my clarinet.
I've urinated my pants. Soon ye need to change me.
Where are my file cards and markers?
Where's my old typewriter where I write all my movies?
The ribbon's running out. I can't write anymore.
What do you mean they don't make the ribbon for this typewriter anymore? It's a Remington 2390. Are you crazy? Oh, Jesus. I can't write without my ribbon. All right, one more Beatles pun. You guys have been so patient.
No problem.
Thanks.
All right.
If the bassist from the Beatles had an asthma attack, what brand of inhaler would he use?
Jeez, I have no idea.
Boom, boom, boom. Go, go, boom, boom.
Pulmicort.
Pulmicort knee.
Pulmicort knee.
Pulmicort.
Are you guys familiar with inhaler?
I'm going to give him a nice
brand. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's funny. No. I get it because of the asthma. The pulmonary issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, one more for the road.
Mm, all right.
What do the Beatles say when they get into a street fight?
What do the Beatles say when they get into a street fight? I don't know. Let's go, boys. Let's get them.
We're all together now.
Okay. Thank you, folks.
Okay, yeah, we got a new
happy, happy days are here again.
Thanks, Peony.
Everything's vibrating, dude.
I have some options for you, Matt, too, if you want. You want some options?
Give me some. I'll tell you what, Matt, I need you to produce the show and let us know what direction we should go in, because I feel like it's madness.
It is madness.
But are you having a good time?
Oh, I'm having an amazing time. Good. This is a blast.
Good.
We could do a prepared game with Fart Simpson, or we could do one of our own games, or we could go to another random Zoomer.
Well, I want to just do this. Can't tell because I had this thing in my back pocket because I was like, well, you know, you never know where things are going to go. But here we are, laughing it up, having a gay old time, as I knew we would.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
But I'm set. You know, the
somebody has a record game ready to go.
Someone has a record.
A resumer, game. You remember Doug's record game?
Got to go fart.
No, no.
Yeah.
You got to go to the bathroom.
You got to go with Fart Simpson is what I mean.
The guest. Oh. Tom will like
Fart. Well, I want to just do a lightning round
even
with
though
Tom.
His name is Fart. Yeah.
Lightning round with Tom, just so we can get to know Tom better.
Sure.
Because you came to my attention through one of the greatest comedy routines of all time, mm-hmm. Rock, Rot, and Rule.
Yeah.
Or Rule. And is it and or Rule?
And.
It's and.
Yeah.
Rock, Rot. I thought it would be or because it would be, that's the choice.
No, it's and.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you remember where we met Tim the first time? I can tell you where it was.
Well, I'm going to guess, and maybe this is wrong because it seems like it's not at an adult swim up front.
It was at the first adult swim up front.
Okay. Okay. Before
Tom Goes to the Mayor was on the air.
But I had been in I had moved to LA, and then this is probably my first trip back.
Yes.
And I met you. You remember that. What did you make of me? What was your first impression?
I was like, this dude is got a huge future ahead of him. I was like, this dude's gonna clean
he's
up.
He's a star.
And this, I said, yeah, he's got
he's a
it.
Star.
He's got it.
He's got
like,
what
that
it
guy's
takes.
Got it.
People like Tim.
Well, I want to run through a bunch of random things,
okay.
And I want you to say, definitely, sure, no thanks, or fuck that.
Okay, so, definitely sure, no thanks, fuck that.
Ready? Chocolate chip cookies.
Definitely.
Adopted rescue dogs.
Definitely.
Ice cream.
Definitely.
Star Wars.
Sure.
What was the one above fuck that?
No thanks. Like a polite no. Like, Matt, you had a better one. It was no thanks, but I respect if you, I respect you if you're into that.
No thanks, but I respect if you're into that.
Okay. No, Lord of the Rings.
Fuck that.
Traffic. Not the band.
The band?
No, not the band.
Oh, of course, fuck that. Nobody likes it.
Traffic the band.
Traffic the band. No thanks, but it's not. It's if you enjoy it, God bless you.
Now we're getting it. Kurt Vile.
Definitely.
Kanye West.
What's the one beneath? Definitely.
Sure.
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 Yeah. The Daily Show.
Sure.
I'm lined up with you right now.
Okay.
Mostly. The Eagles. Or I should say Eagles. They're called Eagles. They're
I'd probably say that's that would hover between no thanks and fuck that.
Okay. You have to pick one though.
Fuck that.
Mudhoney.
Definitely.
Nirvana.
Sure.
Bruce Springsteen.
Definitely.
There we go. Father John Misty.
I'll say sure, but a positive sure.
Yeah, yeah. Beach House.
I'll say sure. Same with Father John Misty on that. Yeah.
John Stewart's movies.
Oh, I'll say no, but God bless you if you'll
fair enough. Kevin Smith.
Same thing. No, but no.
Doobie Brothers?
Sure.
Velvet Underground.
Definitely.
Brian Eno post 2001.
I'll say definitely. I listen to Brian Eno. Great. I listen to recent Brian Eno a lot.
Great. Good to know. Stanley Kubrick.
Definitely.
Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Happy Days.
Somewhere between sure and no at this point. Because those were things when I was nine, it would have been definitely.
You're not watching Happy Days.
No, I'm not currently watching Happy Days.
Ken Burns.
Ken Burns, sure.
Neil Young.
Definitely.
Tom Waits.
Fuck that.
Cars in general.
Just the actual vehicle. Yeah. Sure.
The Cars.
Definitely.
Sweet Tea.
No.
Hush Puppies.
Sure.
Seafood.
Definitely.
Seafood swimming.
What's that mean?
Seafood swimming?
No, swimming.
Oh, swimming.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Great. ELO.
Definitely.
XTC.
Yeah, sure. I'll say sure on that. At one point, it was definitely downgrading to sure.
CCR.
Definitely.
Traveling Wilburys.
Sure.
R.L. Burnside.
I think Traveling Wilburys are fun, but it's like, it's just, it was
I
just
like that first they record were quite a bit. Around. I legitimately like that record, but
the Tweeter and the Monkey Man, I like.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man were hot up on cash.
It's fun. It's definitely fun. So I'll upgrade that to definitely.
Yeah.
Arl Burnside, sure. I like I'm defending a side project, and then I'm just missing the entirety of
a Arl person's Burnside. Career.
Yes, exactly.
And then the other two are Vicks. They're just Steely Dan.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck that.
Billy Joel.
Meh. I'm still going to say fuck that.
Okay, fuck that.
Sorry.
There you go.
I'm not offended. I get it.
Sure.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
I probably could go on. I just threw those down randomly.
That's amazing. That was maybe the most fun game I've ever played in my life. I mean, that was
It's nice that there's four ways to go.
Yes.
Right? It's,
yeah.
Let me quickly open this real quick. I don't know what's in here. Matt, you said it's going to be good.
What it's weird.
Stickers? We are all made of stardust, 2 out of 5. What is that supposed to mean? We are all made of stardust.
Did Moby send these?
This is a miss, Matt.
It's weird. I just said it was weird.
Carl Sagan?
Where's the glass?
I'm ready with the glasses. We did that like 6 months ago.
You gotta be ready.
Yeah, you gotta be like, Doug, I don't care what you do, have one hand on a glass trigger. I might not do it.
One glass button there.
There it is.
Ready?
Try it again. And then you know what I'm ready for, Vic, when I hear that. From his punk album.
Oh, right. Ready, Doug?
It's Vic's got the glass.
Anyways, if you want to send us stuff, office hours 3756 West Avenue 40, Suite K, number 204, Los Angeles, California, 90065. That's just a random person's address. And we raid their mailbox every couple of weeks.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Friday night. Let's take a Zoomer, Matt.
Okay, let's talk to Walker Deloach.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. I'm Walker Deloach.
Got cool glasses. Problem.
You got a fucking problem? I'm Walker fucking Deloach.
No. Do you know who that is?
Usually I get Walker Texas Ranger.
Oh, so look at him, nice. Though.
Walker, I was listening to that Fall album last night.
Thank you. It's a great album.
It's a great album.
Tom, I wanted to say that I made a playlist, Spotify playlist, based off of your book, like chronologically, with all the songs you mentioned.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. Thank you.
Wow. So you support Spotify and the way that they treat artists and how they're giving Joe Rogan $500 million to spread lies about the coronavirus?
I'm a fucking bona fide moron.
You can't make a playlist like everybody else. You put it on a CD and give it to your friends.
I'm sorry.
Like everybody else.
I can make an Apple or
Bitcoin playlist,
vinyl, I guess.
How about Spike Lee doing a Bitcoin commercial? Do you see this?
I follow him on Instagram, so I saw them. I knew that was in the works. I saw the behind the scenes on that one.
Right. Well, it's taking a risk. It's taking a, I don't know, could be a, who he doesn't care. It
sounds
job.
Like a dope band. Straight white.
Tom, I wanted to ask, do you like Kevin Ayers?
Oh, I love Kevin Ayers. Yeah.
That's a definitely.
Yeah, that's a definitely. Very nice. That's a great album. Banana More?
Yeah, getting really into his solo stuff that's after Selfish.
Robert Fripp?
All-time definitely. Hero. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you think about him with his wife playing songs
I think
in the
they're
kitchen.
Having a good time.
Okay, good.
Jason Gore from Best Show, a producer, bought me like a cameo type thing of Robert Fripp saying to me, like, "Hello, Tom, I want to say that your book, It Never Ends, is finished. Congratulations." And then he's like, "I'm performing in Homedale, New Jersey, and you're welcome to come plus one, my guest. I pre-ordered your book." And then I wrote him saying, like, I wrote the cameo type account thing. I don't even know what service it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm in Los Angeles now, and then I got an email back from Robert Fripp.
Holy
like,
crap.
Saying, wow. Just like, saying like, "Please come to see us in Los Angeles. You're on the list, plus one, my personal guest list."
Oh, my goodness.
I was just floored by that.
Where is he playing?
Didn't he order your book, too?
He did order the book, yes.
Where is he playing in L.A.?
He's playing, The Body Shop. King Crimson are playing The Body Shop.
I don't know what The Body Shop is.
They're touring strip clubs on Sunset Boulevard. Playing Seventh Veil, Body Shop.
Dear.
Sorry. They've hit hard times.
You don't want to reveal where he's playing. You're worried that everyone's going to write
it. I'm not sure where it is.
Fair enough. Maybe the Greek?
It might be the Greek.
I mean, nope. Be a good night for you. Here's a play with Billy Joel. We have one more thing. But play with Billy Joel. Oh, you've heard what Billy Joel has to say about Neil Young?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What is that? I can't wait.
Oh, you're going to wait. Neil Young. You have to watch it, too. Can he watch it?
Yeah. Like the first.
Because it's almost. Has it. Wes, can you pull it up?
What is he? Like the little Lords of Flatbush here? He looks like a street tough. Like, looks like he's like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he's like
standing for Rocky.
I just saw this movie Rocky. I'm sort of going to like change my whole personality.
Where do I get one of those big hats?
Yeah.
That'll be the stand day. In front of a flaming garbage can.
Singing doo-wop. Hey, I didn't know you liked doo-wop too.
Get Get your back.
I made sure that I put some doo-wop in the movie, Billy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know, I'm listen to this line.
Don't break my balls, okay?
Neil Young is a guy like that. He writes on the piano, and I don't really think he knows how to play the piano. When he, you know... so simple and fresh. I would never write anything like that because it's too simple. It's too obvious. The other song that's...
It's too obvious.
Too obvious, yeah.
Tom, how do you feel about surprises? You like surprises?
Sure, I like surprises.
Great. We have a surprise for you. In honor of your book,
yeah,
we have a surprise.
Oh, no. This. I didn't want to look. I see you going. So...
Probably won't work, but it's the thought that counts. Louder. Start it again and make it louder, she said.
Wait a
You have to start it again.
We're trying.
I don't know where I am in the song. Start it from the top,
start it
please.
From the top, please.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
I came to serenade you, Tom.
Thank you.
Glad you could drop in.
Call you when I need you. My heart's on fire. Come to me, come to me, wild and wide. You come to me, give me everything I need. A lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. You speak the language of love like you know what it means. It can't be wrong. Take my heart, Tom, make it strong. Ooh, you're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You're better than anyone that I've ever met. I'm stuck on your heart. I hang on every word you say. Woo! Try and tear us apart. You know I'd rather be dead. In your heart I see the start of every night and day. In your eyes I get lost, washed away. Can't be wrong. Take my heart, make it strong. You're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. Ooh, you're better than anyone, anyone I've ever met. That's why I'm stuck on your heart. I hang on every word you say. Try and tear us apart. You know I'd rather be dead. Each time you leave me, I start losing control. Like you're walking away with my heart and my soul. I can feel you, baby, even when I'm alone. Oh, baby, don't let go. You're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You're better than anyone, anyone that I've ever met. Hey, hey, that's why I'm stuck on your heart. Woo! I hang on every word you say. Tom, they can't tear us apart. Ooh, no. You know I'd rather be dead. You're the best.
Wow. The great Sarah Potenza.
Thank you, Tom. Tom,
look at that. Get a hug going.
Wasn't that delightfully awkward? Oh, Tom, you're so welcome. Do I have to talk into this? Is
that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah, just, come sit. Welcome. Let me give you a hug, Sarah.
Tim!
I've never met you before in person. You're terrific.
Tim, I love your music.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, Tom, Sarah's going to join us,
yeah,
if you don't
course.
Mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad, too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Money Maker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Sarah, you don't watch the America's Got Talent, do you?
I don't.
Who does?
I'm sorry.
I didn't even watch the whole show.
But you were on it and
but I was on
it
Tuesday night.
How did you, and you got, had to have advanced.
I did,
of course, because she destroyed, as you can imagine.
Oh, you
those pipes are unbelievable.
Thank you so
unbelievable
much.
Voice. That was
thank
truly
you so
stunning.
Much.
And in this room, too, it was,
yeah, I was, oh like,
it was
I
crazy.
This, maybe yeah. this is, yeah.
Unbelievable.
But thank you. Thank you.
Are you going to do a little camera reframe here? Look at this.
Unbelievable.
So how was that?
We got.
So you're advancing. What does that mean?
It means that I wait for them to call me, and then I go and sing more songs.
Okay.
On the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if I win, I win $1 million. I would really like to have that.
I hope you
terrific.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's win or nothing. What if you come in second? You get something. I mean, people have whole careers now from that show where
well,
they go off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, you just do it, and then you're like, get the exposure, you know, and then.
How did you get on this? Did you just show up or did you, what's the deal?
No.
How do we?
No, they called, they actually okay. Reached out to me a few times because they liked my original songs.
Right, right.
And they reached out to me and then they contacted me and we did like this interview
mm-hmm.
that was like via Zoom and they like kind of impressed me because they were like, oh, this song that you wrote and that song that you wrote, we love. And
so that song you sang was an original.
Well, actually it isn't. Okay, I would call it an original, but it's not my original because it's a very unknown song.
Yes,
it's by a woman named Mary Gaucher.
It's like when the Beatles did "Twist and Shout."
Nobody yeah,
knew
exactly.
The,
sure,
so right. it's an original. Yeah,
I'll say this: it's your song now.
It's my song now. Yes. So
Sarah did a cover of one of my Trump songs that was brought me to tears.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Brought me to tears because it was an emotional version of it. Much better than I could ever do. Now, don't play it now.
This is how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my assistant, who's in the other room, Eric, is like
assistant. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez, where's your assistant?
Wrong.
My assistant.
I'm an assistant.
He was like, he's young, so he was like, you know, he's all hip and shit, and he's like,
let him pop his head in.
Eric, pop your head in.
I just want to see this assistant.
This is Eric. I didn't make him.
Where am I?
God.
he pops in. He works for me now.
Sit back just a little.
Okay.
Oh.
Thanks, Eric.
This is a good assistant.
See? He's great.
That's a good assistant.
Oh my gosh, assisted. He's so good.
He literally just did it.
He looked at the shot and he was like, girl.
Yeah, he was like,
girl, sit back a little bit.
So he told me to go on TikTok and I was like, TikTok is like, I don't know anything about TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a version of Tim's song and we put it on TikTok
mm-hmm.
and it went bananas. Like,
see, I didn't even know it went bananas.
It went bananas. Like a million people like liked it and reposted it. And my TikTok was like exploding and like, and everyone was about it. And then Tim tweeted at me and I was like, Tim, the song is amazing.
Well, I mean, listen, that's what are so you going to cool. do with that voice? It's like, I mean, not, I'm saying like you got to respect it.
Oh, it's a force of nature.
Yeah.
It's a
when did you get that voice? When did you realize you had that voice?
When I was little, I just loved to sing and it was like my superpower. Mm-hmm. So I've always been like I was a chonky kid, you know?
Okay.
And as a girl, like that was like a thing where it was like, Tom, you're chonky, but I was like,
you guys are so close right now.
I might be chonky Tom, but I could really sing. What do you think about that?
I have my own mic here.
But you don't,
you know, you can sing, but I don't know if you know how. I have one also.
You can, So, yeah.
Let's hear you sing, Tom.
Huh? Whoa.
Do you think, like, do you think you sound good when you sing? If you would sing, like, as best as you could sing, like, whoa.
No, I know when I sing, it's just like, it's passable. It's almost like by force of personality, I can kind of push something through,
right.
But it's not an actual, you're an actual
yeah, but
great
that's
singer.
A huge skill because you like look at Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I love Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce,
on the bars,
but he, but Bruce Springsteen doesn't have like this.
Bruce, I like when Bruce goes
force of personality. Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of you're doing it.
Jungle Land, when he's
Exactly.
It shouldn't work, right?
But it works. Yeah. It works.
I'm a son. I got a 797 in the home.
He's like, down in jungle.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly, you're doing it.
So, Sarah, you're in the flesh. You are here.
I'm here, yeah.
Where'd you come? You're from Tennessee.
Well, I live,
you
in,
live
Nashville.
In Nashville. Right. Mm-hmm. You're definitely not from there.
No, I'm from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
I'm from Rhode Island.
You know my favorite thing about Nashville is? Goo Goo Clusters.
You like those?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are Goo Goo Clusters? Ugh.
They're this candy, but they're not even that good, and everyone loves them. Great.
What is the kind of candy is this,
Tom? It's like this patty.
Excuse me. What is the kind of candy, Tom?
It's a blob of whatever you want in it. It's chocolate and nuts and
caramel great.
And stuff. It's like basically like a melted Snickers bar that they just kind of put in a circle.
What's the problem with this, Sarah?
It's just, I don't know. It's just not that
good. I
don't
care for the food in Nashville kind of in general.
Like, I don't either. Like
Southern.
It's...
Hot chicken.
But what, you need to eat hot chicken. I'm like, hot, hot.
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken.
You only need that like once every 6 months.
People that like spicy food are kind of nuts. Yes. I think. Like,
it's so hot. Yeah. Give me some water.
You're going to throw up now, right?
Yes.
You're probably going to barf. You're sick.
I don't need great. All that hot, spicy.
I love those Goo Goo Clusters, though.
They do.
Every time I sing on the Opry, they like give you boxes.
Every
of
time I sing on the Opry, listen to her.
I need to send you them.
I went to the I'll send you the Opry boxes of Goo Goo Clusters. I went to I saw one of the Opry shows. It was so much fun.
Super fun.
Wait, the Ryman or the Opry?
It's not at the Ryman anymore.
Right.
It's at the theater.
That's a weird little area.
It's kind of like, outside of.
Yeah.
Opry Mills Mall.
Yeah.
It's like the best place to watch like freaky people. Just like a freaky discount mall in the South.
But I've never heard better sound in any room I've ever been in my entire life.
Really?
It was beautiful. It's built to sound great. Like the only reason that place exists is so that it can sound amazing.
Hmm.
It's not like they're rolling different events in there where it's like they don't have,
because they do the radio broadcasts still.
They have the Rockettes. That's the only time the Ryman Opry's at the Ryman anymore.
Okay.
Mm. People that go on about the Ryman versus the Opry and when it moved and how they redid it, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But who did you see that play? It sounded so good.
I saw the radio show. I went and saw I saw the two broadcasts.
Did you watch the Ken Burns country music documentary?
No.
Okay.
I would probably just watch the last installment.
Just want to hear about Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Did you ever hear his Facebook announcement?
The dream still lives. And my dream is for us to love one another. All of us.
Hashtag happy, hashtag Garth, hashtag Mr. Yearwood. Oh, hashtag.
Sarah's Yearwood. Like, Garth's actually a good friend of mine.
No, I was just thinking about
that's the one.
What? The space. And I was like, you know, you see it on the show.
Right.
And
you're in the space.
And now I'm here with the dudes.
She's here.
And I'm like, look at this.
Yeah. I'm sure the Zoomers want to say something to both of you and just want to comment on that song. Let's talk to Fart Simpson.
Sure.
I don't think he's going to talk about that.
Let's throw it over to Fart Simpson.
Let's throw it to Fart Simpson. Fart, you have something to say about that beautiful,
simply the best.
You're better than outrest.
Let's hear what Matt Walter has to say.
Wait, I was serious about Fart.
Well, he has a game. He's not.
I don't care if he has a game or not.
Fart Simpson.
Fart, are you only going to, do you insist on only doing your game or would you like to say hi? By the way, look at this guy. It's Brian Posehn. Can you see Brian? Can you see Fart?
I can't see him there.
You'll see him in a sec. Fart, are you there? Speak.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Fart, are you having microphone problems?
Yeah, he's super quiet.
Oh, I think
hold on. There we go. Can you hear me okay?
Look at Brian Posehn in disguise.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's that? Roger Stone playing saxophone in the background there?
No, that's, what's his name?
Edgar Winter.
Oh, that's Edgar.
We tried to get Edgar Winter on the show because we boosted his. We have another game that you would have loved that you'd love to play. It's an Instagram game. You have to guess how many Instagram followers.
Amazing. Yeah.
And it's all over the map, you know.
Yeah.
But Edgar Winter had an extremely low number. What was his old number? What was his original number?
It was under 500.
It was under 500.
Oh my God, that's insane.
And we had everybody follow him on our show.
Yeah.
And it shot up. But they were all jerks from our show. Mm-hmm. I mean, all fans who were just like making references to our show in his comments. And
meanwhile, he's 81 years old. Has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
People are writing.
People are writing Rocket Man. Who's like, what are you talking about?
I didn't do Rocket Man. The Frankenstein.
This guy's having like the worst moment of his life.
Yeah.
Let's talk to the Tweedledums.
Let's talk.
I don't know why Matt doesn't.
He's messing around with his mic.
Sorry, Fart.
He's literally in disguise. Oh, he's giving a thumbs caller.
Up. Are you in like a Norwegian black death metal band or something? That's what it looks like.
Fart, that's a great name.
Tweedledums? Why are you giving me Tweedledums?
Hi.
All right, bye, Tweedledums.
Oh, wait. I'm a nice... Remember, Matt, I'm a nice guy?
Yeah, I'm a nice we gotta get guy.
Bart's back. Bart, are you set up? He gave a thumbs up and a 1 second, so I don't know.
Let me get a zoomer. Thumbs up. Long delay. What is this long delay every time?
Huh?
They have to talk to bring their picture to...
Yes, that's how it's always been. Yeah.
Fart, talk.
I keep looking at this picture of Billy Joel.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry, everybody.
It makes me so mad.
That was
he would regret
microphone.
That. If you talked to Billy Joel now and showed him that, he'd be like, "Oh fuck, I don't know what I was talking about. I was an asshole."
Oh, look at that hat.
So I'm really sorry. My microphone ran out of batteries right when you called on me. Very, very sorry.
You know who I was thinking? I tried to talk about this with the guys, and they didn't want to have any time spent on this. But you, Tom, would appreciate this.
What's that?
Not much to like about in the Rocky movies, the Burt Young character. What's
Paulie,
his name? Paulie.
He's a piece of garbage.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
Yeah.
He's never helping out.
It was like, Rocky, you're a loser. Yeah. Like, and then he like takes him with him and he's just kind
of
like.
Gives him an opportunity, gets him out of the numbers racket. Yeah.
And then he's just kind of like, I don't know, Rock. I think you don't got it anymore. Yeah. It's like. Don't you know to just like be a yes man at some point? Like this guy bought you a house. Can't just throw him a bone every once in a while.
Drinking all the time at the mansion with that robot and they get him that robot just to
what
just
am
to
I
shut
supposed to do with this?
How about you just be grateful?
In those Rocky movies, there's just a point where Sylvester Stallone just decided like I'm just going to play Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
I just want to be in a nice
true,
house.
I just watched them all. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, well, that clip of him like in Rocky V, where it's like that Easter egg on the first DVD where he's talking to himself as Rocky in front of his painting. Like the voices are like so identical.
In the first movie, he is a lovable, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's got a personality. Yeah. He's into animals.
He's a hoodlum too. He's like
he's a numbers
like a
guy.
Mob enforcer.
He goes in like with a baseball bat. He
breaks legs.
But then by 4, he's just down in the press. He's like Rambo.
Wearing suits.
He's basically just Rambo.
Like they were probably shooting at his Beverly Hills mansion. Because those guys get to a point where they're just kind of like, I don't want to be stupid anymore. Yeah. I want people think I'm stupid, so I'm going to just be smart now.
Yeah, I'm going to make all the right moves. And then we'll do shots of me going,
And the movie's always got shorter and shorter, where it's just like
there's
like
three montages, three training montages.
It's just like Rocky IV has three montages and it's 88 minutes long. So it's just like a fight in the beginning.
And there's also, you never see this in any other movies that I can think of, is there's freeze frames in the movie.
Yeah.
There's these freeze frames at the end of the song. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
And you're like, when do you ever see that in any other movie?
Like the end of Rocky III when he's like, ding, ding. And then they're like, let's see who could win the fight. And they go, it's like,
so corny. Sorry, Sarah.
No, it's
no,
cool.
I hope you're just enjoying it.
I'm enjoying just being here in this energy, in this space.
How was Howie Mandel? Did you meet him?
Oh my God. Howie was actually my favorite.
He's a good guy. We've tried to do things because he's like a huge fan of the Tim and Eric stuff.
No shit.
And so he's come in and like had meetings and he's always trying to get us. He's like always like trying to, he calls us randomly. Like, I got this idea, like a prank show. You guys would be perfect for it. And then like nothing ever comes of it, but that's, you know, that's the biz. But He's a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, he was like super, super nice.
Yeah.
He and I exchanged a conversation about mental illness that really was like pretty.
Bringing it back
to the
book.
Yeah, it was. He was. He and I.
Well, wait a minute. What was this? Was it private? It was a private conversation.
No. It was like we just talked about. There's no privacy on America's Got Talent. They just like basically, film you the whole time.
Oh, right.
We just had a nice conversation about how we're both insane and we take medication for it and how good we feel. And that, people who are like, I don't want to take meds because that's like a stigma about it, that like it would be cool if they took meds and they would feel better.
Right.
But basically we just had a nice combo about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted more Terry Crews time. And
Terry Crews is the host.
Yeah. Yeah. Terry time.
And I know him too. I did a lot of did a lot of stuff with him.
And he was a sweetheart. Also super sweet and really.
If you would have brought me up, he would have he would have gotten a big smile on his face.
Yeah, he's so positive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, so. not just because of that, but because of me.
But I only well.
I'm friends. That's
why I have a big smile on my face. Who?
I'm friends with George Bush.
How are you holding up, Doug? Are you just Are you just enjoying the show?
I am, yeah. This is.
Are you okay?
I'm just more of an audience member on this episode.
Are you okay with that?
I'm loving
though.
It.
You don't feel shut out. You don't feel. You don't.
No,
feel boxed
I kind of like want to see what Fart's gonna do because he's
Doug,
one of my
farts
favorite.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
He's one of my favorite.
Sorry.
Fart, let's play your game. Let's play your
okay,
game.
Okay. All right.
We'll play your game, Fart. We'll play your game. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Classy.
So should I quickly explain?
Oh, no, let's just start playing.
Yeah, explain real quick.
It's like chess. So
it is. It's nothing like chess. It's two bands that share similar names, and you're going to have to guess what the two bands are, and they kind of align the name. So I'll start you off with a really easy one, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is for Vic.
XTC?
Well, that's definitely Kokomo.
Those Kokomo.
Oh, sorry. Is it cutting out?
They're mashups. That's the other key.
He's not. It's cutting out for some reason. The Beach Street Boys?
Oh, did Doug get it? The Beach Street Boys?
No, almost.
The Backstreet Beach Boys?
I don't recognize the other song.
Is it the Pet Shop Boys?
We don't know the vocals.
The Venga Boys.
That's the Beach Boys to Men.
Oh, there you go. Oh, boys. What is this? This is like an NPR show or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Will Short Tim, on the line.
Tim, you'll like this one.
Go ahead.
I know it. I know the first one. The Grateful Dead Kennedys.
I'm gonna wake up. Doug got it. So you're ironically saying that I would like this.
Yeah. No, I thought that.
Was I right?
That was quick, Doug. That was very quick.
And
yes,
I didn't even hear the vocal, but I just knew it was going to be Grateful Dead related.
Interesting. Right.
Let's see. I think Tim's got this one. It's horribly out of key, but it works.
Fleetwood Mac.
McCartney.
Okay. Sometimes my
love will take me. Fleetwood Mac DeMarco.
Come on,
Fleetwood Mac DeMarco.
All right,
that's
I'll
great.
Be back.
Okay. I actually don't want to play. I just want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun watching others win.
Yeah.
All right. We'll try this.
Okay. So that's Barry White Stripes. Barry White Stripes.
Hey, got it.
Good. Fucking Will Shorts over here. More like Will Pants.
Well said.
This was pretty
more
funny.
More like Will Longs.
So it's David Lee Roth.
Larry David Lee Roth.
All right. Let's leave on a high note, Fart.
Are you fucking crazy? Huh? Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut up.
Oh.
Wow, that was fast.
That's very, very good. Let me just say, Tom, are you ever, are you in a rush to go?
Mm-mm.
Good. We're gonna, you're going to stay around for the after hours.
Yeah, 100%.
Sarah, can you stay around for the after hours?
It would be my
Because I feel like we're just warming up.
We're just getting started.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the end of the main show. Let me just say one more time. Matt, Office Hours Live has added an early show. It is not at 11 a.m. It is at 5 p.m. at the Dynasty Typewriter. Come on out. Fly out.
Okay.
Apparently, there's no
few people
more.
People are. There's some flyouts.
There's some flyouts happening.
It's wild.
And Joel Hull, if you're a member of Patreon, Joel Hull episode 2 is coming this weekend. Office Hours East, look for information on that. John Glazer is back for another episode. And Game Night. And I think that's it. And Tom Sharpling's book, which is a now, is it? Have they sold out of the first edition?
They're on the third. I heard they're going for a third printing now.
Third printing.
Yes.
There you go. So, Tom Sharpling's It Never Ends. Now in bookstores everywhere. You can find it on at Borders or Walden Books.
Borders.
Walden Books.
Walden Books.
Don't go to Amazon. Go down to your local cool guy bookshop and buy it there.
You can buy it on iTunes, Amazon.com.
All right. And we'll be back in a few minutes on After Hours. Go to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to hear another half hour or probably more, frankly. I feel like only my own bladder will stop this show. You know what I mean?
Enjoy yourself a cup of Three Stooges coffee and enjoy.
See you next time. Next week, we'll be back with more Office Hours at the regularly scheduled 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much, Tom Sharpling and Sarah Prepenza, for coming in with a big surprise at the end of the show. All the best.
Seasons are changing. Are the seasons, they do change. Love you. We'll see you next week.
Don't miss next week's broadcast.
Bye-bye.
The days go on.
Are the seasons, they do change.
Seasons are changing.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
Special time together.
And I think that's just crazy. We're really getting victimized by some censorship right now. Look into that and see what's going on.
That's their concern, not mine, my friend.
They're free to confuse.
Okay.